This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. The term broken heart often refers to emotional pain of some type, but it can contribute to an actual medical diagnosis of broken heart syndrome. It's an actual physical ailment that has put a number of elderly women in the hospital. In this edition of the KERA series Vital Signs, I talked about this with Dr. Juzer Lakhandwala, an interventional cardiologist at Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital. What exactly is broken heart syndrome?
It's something that was described about 15 years ago in women postmenopausal, you know, usually in their 60s, presented with symptoms and signs that were otherwise very classic of a heart attack. But when they underwent a coronary angiogram or cardiac catheterization, they weren't found to have the typical blockages in the arteries that would lead to the heart attack. So in other words, their heart muscle was weakened due to a sudden episode of emotional stress or sometimes even physical stress.
Do we know why one leads to the other?
For a large portion of the history of this disease, the attention was focused on the rise in adrenaline and how it could precipitate this condition. What this new study tells us is that it's not just the rise in adrenaline, it's what your body does to deal with it. And that brings us to the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the part of the nervous system that helps calm you down once you have a rise in adrenaline. And what this study that was just recently done on people with broken heart syndrome showed is that they had an impaired ability to bring down that stress or the adrenaline levels and the body responses back to normal.
What's the difference between broken heart syndrome and an anxiety attack?
So an anxiety attack is where you have increased amounts of anxiety and adrenaline in the body, but a broken heart syndrome is an extreme case where that then affects the heart to weaken the heart, and it can make you just as sick as a heart attack. You can't even die from it.
The heart somehow is just malfunctioning. It's not
right.
Doing what it should.
Right. It's not just purely emotional. It's actually very real.
Do we know why this affects postmenopausal women?
That is somewhat difficult to postulate, although one of the important links is that they do have less estrogen. Also, it may be just the stressful events in their lives at that time. It's hard to say. A lot of the stress-induced cardiomyopathy or broken heart syndrome does occur around the time of passing of a loved one, so that may also play a role. Also, illness, personal illness, getting admitted to the intensive care unit, for example, can precipitate that.
But it sounds like there's still a great deal about this we don't know, so then how do we treat it?
The beta blockers were the medications to treat it. However, a recent study published last year showed that it wasn't totally effective in preventing the condition. It may be more effective to focus on improving the parasympathetic nervous system that is somehow augment how we can help the body deal with that stress. In other words, it might not be possible to prevent stress, but it might be more beneficial to figure out ways of dealing with it.
The person could die of broken heart syndrome, so that suggests right there how serious this can be.
Generally, though, the broken heart syndrome is associated with a good prognosis. That means while the heart weakens in the setting of emotional distress, it usually recovers completely after that stressful situation is gone.
What are steps you could take to avoid broken heart syndrome?
It's important to allow the parasympathetic nervous system really to be effective, which is allowing periods where you can de-stress by using breathing exercises, yoga. Also, regular exercise is good for you, as is finding social support with friends and family.
Diet
and maintaining good health is important to reduce stress. Getting regular sleep, for example, would be very important.
Dr. Lakhandwala, thank you for being with me.
Perfect. Thank you very much.